to the Shutdown Fullcast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. I am Spencer Holt, joined as always by Jason Kirk, Ryan Nanny, Holly Anderson, and on the ones and twos, the one and only Michael Server. We have made it. We have passed through week zero. We are now definitively within sight of the maws of college football, actual college football.
Are you going to say the beer thing?
I am. I was going to say that. This was okay. Going to happen right after that, which is okay. That this episode is brought to you by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill.
You're going to the mountains soon, aren't you?
I am. I will be within sight of those very Rocky Mountains themselves as of tomorrow night, because I will be in beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah, for the Florida Gators going over the Rocky Mountains. Just deciding to go ahead and see this beautiful country for the first time in, I'll say, program history. I don't care. Don't look it up. They
finally,
don't ever travel.
Your cosplaying as a Utah man comes to some use.
Exactly. We have to be very specific about what type of Utah man that is.
That's fair.
No,
that's fair.
I am not the well-trimmed, behatted settler with the family coming over. No, I'm the prospector who's like, get off my land!
You're the creature encountered by the settlers that they invent legends about, things like that. Yeah.
That is correct. We're going for the look of the gentleman in Red Dead Redemption 2 who you meet in the bar and who is the old prospector and says things like, it got so cold we had to eat turds! And it takes like 900 punches to knock him out. Yeah. That's more the Utah man look that we are going for here.
Please don't
for
eat turds. Please don't eat turds. That goes for you too, listener. Don't eat turds.
Don't eat turds. This episode brought to you by not eating turds.
Don't eat turds.com.
Yeah.
Hey, can we play part two of this game that we started a couple weeks ago on the show? Which several people were like, oh, they forgot. No, Jason was out and we were being polite.
Thank you.
Didn't forget. We only forget most of the stuff on the show, not all of it. But can we do part
two? We've never forgotten anything. We'll get back to all of it. You'll see.
Even our mistakes are portals to discovery.
That's right. A quick score update. Somebody brought up to me that, in fact, Cliff Kingsbury is not the quarterback's coach at USC. He is a general assistant who happens to be focused on quarterbacks. I did not take away... Holly and Spencer, you had gotten full marks for that. I'm not taking away points for you for that.
Oh, good, because it's horseshit.
Server, you had gotten only 2 points for that, but I bumped you up, and I gave you a third point for that. And before we get into... I'm going to tell you right now what you're going to do with these points. So to catch up on where the standings are, Holly has 22.5 points. Spencer has 19. Jason has 22. Server has 16. The way that this is going to work, and I'm going to paste this into our chat right now, you are going to spend these points on your playoff teams. You're going to spend them, according to the chart I have just given you. I'll read it out here. You can spend 9 points on any one of the following: Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, or Alabama. You can spend 7 points on USC, LSU, Penn State, Texas, Clemson, or FSU. 5 points on Notre Dame, Oregon, Oklahoma, Washington, Tennessee, or Utah. 3 points on Wisconsin, Texas A&M, North Carolina, or Tulane. And 1 point on any other team. But before we get to that, I want to give you all a chance for bonus points if you are interested. I have created questions tailor-made to each of you that get you the possibility of 3 more points. There is no subjectivity here. You're going to see why. And I'm going to go get a pen real quick because... Oh, no, I have one right here. We're good. Server, you're up first.
So much pressure that I'm supposed to know this.
Server, can you name, and you don't have to do it in order, the 3 Clemson players who have... the highest single-season sack total in school history?
I'm going to say Daquan Bowers, Gaines Adams, and, Ricky Sapp. No, that's not it. I panicked on the third one.
You don't have to. You can change it. I'll let you change it.
It's not Ricky Sapp. It's Shaq Lawson. Is that it?
You got one.
Oh, shit.
You got Daquan Bowers. Vic Beasley.
Okay.
Keith Adams is first.
Oh.
Peach. It was the Peach Bowl year. I think he had like 13 or something.
Yeah, something like that. All right, so you've got 17 points. It's all bonus. It's all good. Spencer, you're next.
Oh, no.
Which three Florida quarterbacks have thrown for the most yards in a season in school history?
Kyle Trask. Danny Werfel.
Of course it's Kyle Trask.
That's easy to remember because it's so fucking weird.
It is. It's a very weird one. And I'll say Rex Grossman.
Wow. You got all three.
Motherfucker!
Do you know the order? I'm not going to give you points for it, but I'm
just I think Trask is number one.
Trask is number one.
Yeah, I think it goes Grossman Werfel.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Holly.
Give him a point for that, for the order.
All right, yeah, that's fine. Spencer, you have 23 points. Congrats.
Damn right.
Holly, who are the three players with the most career rushing yards, not single season, career rushing yards in Tennessee history?
Rushing yards career?
Career, yeah.
Travis Henry is first. Arian Foster is second. Third. Oh. This has got to be before my time, too. James Stewart.
Nailed it. And nailed it.
God damn.
Wow. And nailed it in order.
Is that the order?
That is
dunk.
It's Henry Foster.
Okay,
James Stewart.
I couldn't remember if I knew the first two for sure. I always want to think that the third one is Travis Stevens, but he didn't get up there.
Pretty good. Pretty
weirdly, if you want to feel bitter about this era of Tennessee football, I also know that in the top 10, despite not spending his entire career with the Vols, is Jalen Hurd. Oh well.
Huh. Well.
Well.
Jason. Your question is about the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, thank you. I'll be honest. I cannot name three players from my alma mater.
Which three Falcons have the most receiving touchdowns in their Atlanta careers in franchise history?
Roddy White, Julio Jones, Terrence Mathis.
Wow. No problems at all.
God damn.
The order as well. Okay, great.
We're smart as shit.
Great. Okay, so now... Holly, you're in first with 26.5 points. Jason, you have 26 points. Spencer, you have 23. Serber, you have 17. The way this
I'm
is going
so
to work.
So embarrassed.
It's okay.
I think yours was the hardest.
Yours was hard because it was
Thank
defense.
You for saying that,
yeah, I, it was yeah.
defense is harder.
Also, you don't have as many championships to remember as Spencer and I do. So.
Mm-hmm. Also, how do you remember a name? Keith Adams? That's like one of those
No one should have expected anybody named Keith to be that good at football. That's weird.
Right.
You do have more championships to remember than the Falcons do, though. So
I didn't bring that up.
We have so many NFC South championships. Actually, we don't. It's like three.
Kings of the South!
NFC West, though. That's another like two.
Yeah.
All right. So how this is going to work. Serber, there is a benefit to being at the bottom of this list. You're going to get first pick. And once you pick somebody, the other three can't take it. So this is not everybody can spend 9 points on Georgia. If you want Georgia, Serber, you have 17 points. You can go get Georgia. You can go get whoever you want. And we're going to go in that reverse order the same way. So it's going to go, Serber, Spencer, Jason, Holly, Server, Spencer, Jason, Holly, until you each have four playoff teams.
Wait, we serpentine and Paul.
This is because I want to give
Paul.
Server. I want to give Server a leg up here.
Serpentine. Serpents ain't got no legs.
So Server, you're up first. Give me your first playoff team, please.
Man, I don't like anybody this year. LSU.
Honestly, LSU. Wow.
No, I like it. That's
on a
good.
Budget.
There's an unlikable okay. team.
Serber, you have 10 points left to spend. We'll get there for you. Spencer, 23 points to spend. How do you want to start at the playoff store?
At the playoff store, I will select... I'm going to be dumb. Georgia. I'll take Georgia.
How is that dumb?
Dumb obvious.
Yeah,
not dumb, clueless.
The point is not to be canny.
Yeah. We did that last year, and that's how we ended up with playoff picks that included Wyoming and Liberty. And
hey, didn't one of us have Tulane
out there?
Tulane was close.
Yeah, that's true.
One of us was very close.
Yeah.
Jason, you have 26 points. Where would you like to begin?
In the spirit of Spencer, I'm let's just take what's there. I'm taking Michigan.
Okay.
Strong.
Holly, I think that sigh is you realizing that you could take Ohio State or Alabama.
It sure is, Ryan. Thank you.
Either one of them. So you don't have to. You can take somebody else on this list, but it is your contest.
Oh no, I took Ohio State to be clear. Sorry.
Oh, okay. That's
no, you were absolutely right. That was the sound. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Great. Serber, you have 10 points left. If you want, well, I guess we would run into a problem there, but yeah, I guess you can't take Alabama because then you don't have enough points to fill out your playoff team. But lots of choices what still on the board for you here.
Just the second COVID playoff. Season.
Three-team playoff is an interesting proposition.
I mean, we had that 1 year, right?
Yeah.
I will take Washington.
Washington?
And I like Michael Penix a lot.
That's a fun choice. Okay, Serbo, you've got two teams and 5 points left. Jason. Or no, I'm sorry, Spencer, you're next on the list. With 14 points, where are you going?
Let's see. I am going to go ahead and take... I'm going to kick myself for this. I'm going to take Florida State off the board.
You're making the playoff that you would personally hate most. You know that, right?
I know.
Okay.
you're just trying to, like... earn a victory over Utah, you know, like self-sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. I'm abasing myself before the sport.
Jason, you have 17 points. Where would you like to spend your next set?
So 17. So 17. Okay, yeah. I think it's time to go a little bit budget here. I only need 10 wins with this team to get in. Give me Notre Dame. Okay. I've already got one banked, and I'm fine losing to Ohio State.
Oh, I see. Someone took free parking. Man. Someone took Svalbard.
Smart.
Wait, who's left now?
Of the 9-point teams, Alabama is left. Of the 7-point teams, USC, Penn State, Texas, Clemson. Of the 5-point teams, Oregon, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, everybody else is still on the board.
Okay.
And Holly, you are up next with 17.5 points to spend.
Utah, please.
Utah for Holly. Okay. Serber, you are down to 5 points and you need to spend them on two teams.
Wait, how?
Yeah,
he's gonna have some unused points.
He has to pick a free baller. Okay.
Yeah, he'll get any other team.
You get North Dakota State.
Yes.
South Dakota State erasure. Sorry.
I don't want any of these 3-point teams.
You don't have to take them.
Can I trade back in the draft
for points?
Can Serber take three?
I don't need to take points. Can Serber get three 1-point teams and look at some teams?
I mean, yeah, like he could just go grab.
I need to pull up some conferences here. Like
Serber, he could go grab Iowa.
Serber, here's what I'm willing to offer you. I'll let you take a 5-point team, but then Spencer gets to choose your last team.
I won't do you wrong.
I can choose one of these five-point teams.
Damn. Wait, if you won't do Spencer wrong, then what is it? If Spencer promises not to do you wrong, then what is the point of this?
But I think we need to remember that Spencer's saying he won't do you wrong, and Spencer accidentally doing you wrong.
He did just say Iowa.
Can coexist.
This is supposed to be come with some peril.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking about it. I like LSU.
What if we hit randomizer? Let's just hit randomizer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll let you do that. Yes, we'll do randomizer, and you can get a 5-point team here.
I have LSU, Washington. Fuck it. I'll take Tennessee. Makes the playoff too.
Okay.
Out of the SEC.
All right. Wonderful. Love it, Spencer.
Cursed. Holly, cursed.
I didn't ask you a goddamn thing.
Spencer, you have 7 points. Where would you like to begin?
I have 7 points, and I need two teams, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, interesting. I am going to go ahead and... Oh, man, this is difficult. This is very difficult, but I am going to go ahead and take with 3 points the Dark Horse. I can't believe I'm doing this. Whoop!
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
You're such an asshole.
All right.
Wow. Wow.
All right.
Aggie up!
All right.
Value pick.
I gotta say, that definitely does fit the definition of a three-point team.
Boy. Jason, you have 12 points.
12. All right. Well, let's see. So, available in the sevens is USC, Penn State, Texas, Clemson. Do I have that right?
Yep. Correct. And Oregon and Oklahoma are the five-point teams left.
Give me USC.
This is such an irritating year in terms of prospects.
I realize we have to score 80 points a game, but we might.
You listen, you have very cannily selected two teams that are 1-0. Like you
just following the numbers.
Ryan, make us a graphic for Instagram.
Jason's already
stop the count.
This was data god Jason
this
Kirk.
This is also Jason's flu game. So
that's right.
Eat shit, Bill Connolly.
That's right.
You can't be a real insider until you put your insides on the outside. Let's
the
see
number
Connolly
one stat is wins.
Bit.
Yeah, that's
number
right.
Number one stat is wins. You know what the number two stat is? It's wins again.
Wins again.
Number two stat is losses, Ryan.
That's right.
I apologize. That's the number last stat.
All right, Holly, you have 12 and a half points.
I do love that we're conspiring, all of us, to shut Alabama out of the playoff entirely.
We can't afford them.
Yeah, can't afford them. Too pricey. Sorry, Nick.
I could take a 7-point team and a 5-point team.
You could.
But I don't like any of the 7-point teams.
Sure.
I like Oregon, but we all know what that does to a body in the postseason. And besides, I have Utah. There's no way in fuck I'm riding with Oklahoma. So the 9-point, the 7-point, and the 5-point teams are all off my board.
You want a Wisconsin?
I want Wisconsin, and I want North Carolina State.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's get weird.
Hold on. You're getting one pick here.
Got to call in Russell Wilson to see if you're allowed
to
take two.
You want Wisconsin? Is Wisconsin who you want this round?
See, I don't really want any of these teams.
Okay.
Door's closed.
Holly's two-team playoff of Ohio State and Utah is locked.
We're full. It's called a Rose Bowl.
Urban Meyer will be there weeping openly.
Let me see. Just don't say Urban Meyer, it'll be weird. Weeping. It makes me think about
Urban Meyer's fluids are flowing.
The other one's Terminator.
Oh, no. God damn it. Urban's wet again.
Yeah. You see, careens into the stands. He lost hydraulic control. All rudder gone.
I mean, really, what am I supposed to do here? What teams
Whatever
have I
you
picked?
Want.
What teams did I already pick?
You have picked Ohio State and Utah.
So I actually can't pick Wisconsin, or I don't want to.
Well, then you're covering your bases. You're hedging Ohio State.
Yeah.
I guess I could pick a team from the SEC. Let's take Ole Miss.
Okay. All right. Holly's going to take Ole Miss with 1 point.
That's a good value.
And is now...
They were selling these by the cash register. They only cost 5 cents. I figured I'd take one.
This is my pickled egg pick. My gas station pickled egg selection.
All right. Cerber.
Pickled egg bowl.
You chose the randomizer. I have taken the 133 FBS teams this year. And I did Google's random number generator, and I got number 48. And I placed these in alphabetical order on Sports Reference.
Ooh, that's a rough one.
Ooh.
Do you want to know who Sports Reference has given you as your last sports playoff team?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Kansas State.
That's better. The one I was looking at had Kent State, so that's actually a really, really good poll.
Yeah.
All right. I'm here for that.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm making playoff graphics.
All right, so Servers playoff is LSU, Washington, Tennessee, Kansas State.
That's dope.
It's not bad.
That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's fun. Yeah, it is fun.
The season
is very, very colorful.
All right. Spencer.
Wait, did the Clemson fan pull an all orange and purple playoff?
I believe he did.
What?
By sheer randomness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Incredible.
Like shot the moon on a color wheel.
You know what? God's plan.
Most importantly, the South Carolina hater avoided any team with red.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Meanwhile,
actual Clemson is unclaimed.
Spencer, you have 4 points left. I will offer the randomizer to anyone who wants it for no points.
No, I'm going to take.
I don't feel like spending any points.
I'm going to leave points on the board by taking a 1 point team not listed here, the actual Pac-12 champion, which will be in its final year of existence, Oregon State.
That's right.
Okay.
I would like some of my 6 points in exchange for serving me on like a spiritual level in the afterlife.
Jason, you have 5 points left. With them, okay, you can get Oregon or Oklahoma or any of the 3-point teams or any other team out there.
This is definitely the year two Pac-12 teams make it. Bo Nix at the helm. Yeah, I feel fine about Oregon for five.
All right. So, to recap, Holly, I haven't forgotten you. I just forgot to read Spencer's first.
Uh-huh.
Spencer's playoff is Georgia, Florida State, Texas A&M, and Oregon State.
Brilliant.
It's like a Pavlovian Texas A&M. Just going to laugh.
Mm-hmm. Can't help it. Because what's the funniest thing in the world is for Bobby Petrino to get a job off of this and for him to take it and leave, and then they go into the playoff and Jimbo has to call plays, and all of a sudden they score 2 points a game.
I just like that you couldn't commit to the bit. Georgia, Florida State, A&M, like there is a through line there that is about your personal dissatisfaction, and then you went Oregon State.
The team that absolutely pants the Gators in the Las Vegas Bowl?
Oh, well, there is that.
We forget just that happened?
Didn't get
shut out, though, baby!
Woo!
All right. Jason's playoff is Michigan, USC, Notre Dame, and Oregon.
That's all Big Ten teams. Yeah.
It's America's conference.
All right, Holly, you have lots of points left. You can get Alabama if you want. You can get any of the 7-point teams left, which are Penn State, Texas, and Clemson.
Gross.
You can get Oklahoma. No, you can get Wisconsin, UNC, or Tulane. You can do the randomizer. You can get a 1-point team of your choice. It's really all up to you.
I believe I am going to take North Carolina State. Why not?
Okay. All right. She stuck to her guns. Okay. So, Holly's playoff. Ohio State, Utah, Ole Miss, NC State.
Fine.
So does the reader at home get the top four unclaimed teams?
I am not going to subject the readers to the same limitations. The readers can spend, and I'll tweet out the list of points and all that. You can spend your points however you want, readers, if you want. You don't have to not take teams that we took. But if you do want to have to stick with, if we want the readers as a whole to be stuck with the remaining top four, that playoff would look like Alabama, Penn State, Texas, and Clemson.
Cursed.
Plausible.
I don't love it.
I don't like the James Franklin element there.
I love it.
I like it.
Who wouldn't want
Are
that?
We trying? Jason is taking the, what a spectacle.
I'm here to see things.
This seems unlikely.
If Alabama, Penn State, Texas, and Clemson all make the playoff, how will all four of them insist that they have been the most disrespected? How will this possibly happen?
Penn State, because that's actually factual. We will be making fun of them the whole time.
I'm doing my part.
Like, that will be like, real. Because we'll be like, James Franklin will have called like 20 timeouts. Yeah.
Clemson will be like, nobody even remembered who we are. They don't even remember that we have a football team.
Nobody's
Texas will be like,
us.
We made jackets that say you don't love us.
The conference
us.
That we tried to kill every day for the past 70 years doesn't
said one mean thing
doesn't want us to win.
So we left.
And Nick Saban won't bring anybody to the playoff media day because he'll just be like, we don't even have any players. Not a goddamn football player
thanks,
on this
thanks,
team.
Thanks to you.
Part of the national distrust in the media that you suggest otherwise.
Because you fellas out there with your microphones and your camcorders, you took all their players away because you won't take pictures of them.
I know you devils souls. Are just doing your job.
They had souls. They
unsalvageable devils.
They had souls until the lack of photographs took them.
That's right.
Folks, I'm going to read out their addresses here on the air. I don't know if you know this, but these reporters have stolen the souls
of your fine
of our football
players. Of our football boys.
Which may or may not be here in evidence.
All right. That's our playoff. Congrats. This is already a more promising playoff set than we had last year.
Gosh. Making real progress.
I feel very good about the fact that, you know what? I'm pretty happy that we don't have Alabama, Penn State, Texas, or Clemson. Like, I think that's going to make a lot of people mad. And they should be mad.
You know what? That's disrespect, Ryan. We're feeding
that
the
is
beast.
Disrespect.
Yeah. We are. I would say this is. I'm proud of us because we are ground floor haters for all of these programs desperately seeking hate.
Servers
yeah,
making
except
graphics.
You pick Florida State.
It's that's a legit like.
No, I don't want to hear it. I'm going to go now. Okay, you guys have a good rest of the show.
All right.
I need to. What was Holly's? I need to remember Holly's.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry.
Holly's top. Holly's 14 playoff is Ohio State, Utah, okay. Ole Miss, and NC State.
Perfect. Thank you.
Holly has picked two teams that will definitely lose three stupid games. And you can decide which two.
Nothing
they
to are. Say that doesn't get them into the playoff.
I think that's our most NCAA 14 bracket.
Yeah. And then Dave Doran gets the Cowboys job. Let's say Cowboys.
Nope.
Job.
Another Bama
nope,
job.
Staying put.
Oh, that's right. He always stays.
What's he gonna do? Leave?
Before I go, I will say I was listening to an old hand in the dirt, and Hartzell reminded me of a thing that I had completely forgotten, which is that 2 years ago, Justin Wilcox turned down the Oregon job to stay at Cal, and Dan Lanning got that job instead. And that looks very stupid in retrospect.
Wait, okay. One of these is wrong.
Which one?
Reject. Who had Michigan?
I did.
And you
Jason
had...
Jason has Michigan.
What were your four?
Those are right.
Those are right. You did have USC. Sorry.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh wow! What a good man.
This is from the college football NCAA 14 thing that they made. So it's just really easy to make the graphic. I didn't do
that's how special. That's how Desmond Howard does it.
That's very humble of you, Serper.
Yeah.
In the NFL, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. As the official sleep wellness partner of the NFL, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Sleep is essential for recovery, and we all have unique needs. That's why Sleep Number smart beds are perfect for couples, with individualized settings for each side. Since 2018, Sleep Number and the NFL have teamed up to bring quality sleep to elite athletes. 8 out of 10 NFL players, including 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players, trust Sleep Number for their best rest. And now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details.
I did want to discuss something. I wanted to just mention a story that I find heartwarming because it combines two of my great loves, which are stumbling into a movie I didn't know I was going to watch, and the ACC. And that is because...
You do say that all the time.
I do.
How much you love the ACC.
It's true. Everybody knows that about me. I adore the ACC. Because ESPN will televise ACC football games in movie theaters throughout the season. Along with the New Year's Six Bowls and the college football playoff, which seems like a fascinating choice to me as a pairing, to go, did you see all of the prequels? They were very weird, plotless, aimless, often dramatic for no reason, confused. And then a completely different cast comes in at the end for the end game trilogy. That's what this would be. But I am overjoyed at the fact that they were like, you know who's going to the movie theaters? That's right. Wake Forest. Yes.
If I may.
Mm-hmm.
We have a particular experience on this show with watching college sports in a theater. And that would be when we were in Las Vegas the year they kicked Phantom of the Opera out of the Paris Casino for like a week to play March Madness on four hanging movie screens. Mm-hmm. In this giant theater, and I remember that being a delightful time. Is it possible we will enjoy this?
I think we could. I'm going to try it. Look, I will definitely give this a run.
So can we run through these ACC football games that will be in theaters for some reason and try to pick out a few real winners on the schedule?
Yes.
In theaters for some reason is a really good phrase.
Like, for instance, week one, LSU, Florida State. No, that's not what we're looking for here. Let me try and interest you in week two, Charleston Southern at Clemson. Are you getting in the car and driving a distance and handing someone money and then sitting down in a room that you have to stay in for 3.5 hours, and then you have to drive back home in order to watch Charleston Southern at Clemson? It's at noon, by the way.
So you would have to...
I don't come on this show to consider my life choices.
Can you? How much popcorn do you need to get through Charleston Southern at Clemson? That's a shitload of popcorn.
I'm so bloated. I'm so painfully bloated.
Oh my God, I've got my week's worth of salt, and it's not even the third quarter.
I'm going to need, just keep the Sour Patch Kids coming. I'm just going to need so many.
Make it a double.
Just Werner Herzog.
Put my Coke Zero in a dirty glass.
Just Werner Herzog watching it going, this pointless cruelty. This overabundance of violence.
The following week, you could double down on that experience with, say, VMI NC State, or you could experience Northwestern at Duke.
Theater. This will be the first one.
You and your family get the $40 family pack, or $80 if you want water.
This will be especially bitter for Northwestern fans. It'll be the first time a trip to the theater has really betrayed them.
Week four. How about Army Syracuse? Can I talk you into that? No, that'd be
absolutely
over too quickly.
That's
Boston College,
like
Louisville.
Yeah.
I think. Boston College, Louisville. Week four is not bad. Week four is really not bad. Week five, Bowling Green, Georgia Tech. Any interest? Any interest in that? Any interest in going out in public and saying, I'll take one ticket for Bowling Green, Georgia Tech, please?
What movie?
Bring back our long ago device of, hey, look at this perfectly preserved dead bird on the sidewalk.
Yes.
But now we're just back to Herzog.
Yeah, what is a movie that was actually worse than that you saw in the theater? Is there a movie worse than Bowling Green, Georgia Tech?
The most I've disliked a movie in the theater was it's Sylvester Stallone as like an IndyCar driver who's like, I forget the name of it. This is a dumbass action movie, which usually I love those, but this was just too dumbass. And he was like driving his IndyCar around a city chasing people or something. It probably had a name like Car. I don't know.
Fast.
No, that's too cool. That's the most most unhappy I've been in the theater that I can recall.
Rapid. we will remember this. This is not a film podcast, so we did not remember this. But
what's the unhappiest I've ever been in a theater?
The Crucible.
Oh, Gran Torino.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Gran Turismo. Gran Torino. No, I take it back. It was actually more recently than that. It was Slow West.
That sounds exciting.
Driven is the name of that movie.
Yeah, that movie sucks.
Get it?
Yeah. By the way, his character name, which Jason, I'm shocked you don't remember it because I'm sure the script is that distinct and profound. His name is Joe the Hummer Tanto.
I might need to revisit this film. Maybe it was underappreciated in its time.
It also starred Kip Pardue.
Sure.
And Till Schweiger. And Gina Gershon.
These are made up auto-generated names. Most of them. Week 6, William and Mary, Virginia. Not showing my face in public and asking for that.
Don't judge me. I have needs.
Then we get into like conference game season, and it still feels insane, the idea of like Boston College, Georgia Tech for two, please. But I mean, like, I don't know, Pitt, Wake Forest, that would be really fucking dumb. You know, there are worse things you could see. And like, I don't know, any combination of conference games you can sort of talk yourself into. There's Campbell, North Carolina.
I'm not sure how picky we get to be when there's a boat Dracula movie in theaters right now.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well,
why isn't it called Boat Dracula? We're
not
at that
watching
level.
That either.
I would like to skip straight to the sequel and call it Drac 2 Cruise Control.
And put it on Lake Lanier. Only 15 dead during the filming.
That's actually how you kill Dracula.
Yeah.
No vampire movies until they bring back Morbius again.
This time we promise we'll go.
Yeah.
If you're a movie executive listening to this right now, we are sincere. Rerun it. Run it back. Run it back again.
We are
How
leaders.
About... Let's say you go out, you do your Black Friday shopping, right? It's a busy mm-hmm. day. You stop in, take a load off, and you watch Miami Boston College. Nice 3-hour break after you've been hustling and bustling. I guess that's what people do on Black Friday shopping. I don't know. I don't go outside that day. So maybe that's not that bad of an experience. But the next day, the biggest Saturday in the entire college football regular season, let's say you decide to spend 3.5 hours and you have to watch the entire thing or you're not getting your money's worth. Georgia at Georgia Tech. You're just gonna wait for that to end. You're gonna sit down and it's gonna start playing, and then it's just gonna keep playing.
I saw 8mm.
I guess that's what this is. This is the film that 8mm is about. Yeah.
A lot more millimeters.
I would go back and watch William and Mary, Virginia. That's the one that I would watch because William and Mary might win that game.
That's true. That is one of the best games on here.
Can we pick finally, of course, Morbius the style to boost into like it having an art house resurrection after the season is over.
Yeah, they got to run FAU Clemson back. We'll watch it this time.
If I told you there was a friend of the podcast who had given his esteemed garbage rating to Virginia football, but if I said garbage when I asked about them, then I'm just assuming they could lose any game on the schedule.
Who, Spencer?
Oh, no one.
I like when you can give it away with the accent.
Mm-hmm. But if he said they are, then they are.
It's garbage.
The ACC championship is also funny. They're like, there are bigger things going. It's usually at the same time as the Big Ten championship. Like,
there's a
chance it's a bigger deal, I guess. Not really, though. No, there's not.
Oh, what heights will hit? Oh, God, here they come. Yeah, it's Pitt. Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, I don't know. If you get FSU Clemson, then the other one is Ohio State, Purdue, or whatever the fuck the West trots out. There's a chance this is the right move.
God, please let it be Pitt. Everybody's like, clearly this is a Clemson-Florida State affair this year. Pitt lurking in the shadows with a tire iron.
I feel like we are writing a musical.
You fuckers. Do you like 14-10? Do you like watching 13-9 games, son? The answer is no. But too bad. Pitt's there anyway.
Too bad. Pitt's there anyway. So, yeah, I don't know why this exists or what it's about, but thank you for whoever put this together for putting it together.
It is week 1, so we already have a weather-related disturbance and a new measure of meteorological strength that I think we can just use to sum up any possible storm incursion into your football festivities. Already things are being moved around in the Gulf for the first one this year. Holly, I find this term disturbing. What is the
term?
Sorry,
I didn't come up with it.
Yeah, it's not yours, but what are we talking about in terms of measuring tropical storm strength here and hurricane strength?
J.D. Rudd, who is an actual honest-to-God meteorologist, who is apparently from Minot. Shout out, Minot. Hurricane Franklin, which is not the hurricane that is currently approaching Florida. It is, as of Tuesday, just hanging out in the Atlantic, punching stuff around. But J.D. Rudd noticed on Twitter yesterday that the satellite impression is almost precisely the size of four Ohios snuggled up in the ocean and presumably screaming to be talked about.
Do not come to me with stories of dire conditions in the Gulf and or Atlantic unless you are prepared to describe to me the size of said meteorological beast in a scale of Ohio's. Is this a four Ohio storm? I'm concerned. Five? Brother, I can smell the Drakkar Noir from here. Get moving.
It's a six booker.
Is Ohio the choice for the unit of measurement because it is gray and angry?
I think that's a good start.
Having something inland is supposed to make it more relatable to us landlocked.
Yeah, also because it takes forever to drive across Ohio. It's not quite as exhausting as driving across Pennsylvania, but it's far more intense.
Is Ohio an iconic landlocked state shape?
Shape, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Everybody kind of knows. It's like a little badge, right? Okay.
It's like a badge.
Which state has the most mysterious shape?
One of those little squiggly northeastern ones, right? Because everything out west
Vermont,
is a block.
Because it's like maybe New Hampshire.
I can't tell you what
I feel like those are just inverted, though. Like if you know one is a little bit taller up top, and you know, and then it's a 50-50.
West Virginia is actually the most messed up one.
Yeah, well, like maybe it's Maryland, because like even
Maryland
if you remember
too.
How
it's definitely Maryland. Maryland's
if you remember, you know, the degree of its fucked upness, if you try to draw it, there's no way you could remember all that shit.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think that is the iconic thing about it.
I would also, I'm going to throw in a nomination for Michigan, because Michigan has the Equatorial Guinea thing, the Malaysian thing, where they go, here's Michigan, and then here's other Michigan, right?
Yeah.
The part that we sometimes have to send troops to rein in, right? The wild and willy part. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe then it's Alaska, because there's so many little parts that who could remember? All those little islands dangling off.
There's islands in Alaska where you can't go because there's unexploded ordnance from World War II.
Yeah.
Right?
What do you mean can't? I think we should send a number of podcasters there.
What are we going to do with this island? Well, we've incentivized it. There's a tax rebate for podcasters if they want to go there.
So yeah, four Ohio is big. Do we know if that is unusual in any way? If like three or five are more the norm or anything like that?
We're gonna have to go back and see historically, right?
Biggest hurricane ever. Okay, good. Yeah.
By size, we have to do by size. Okay.
Thank you, Weather Tiger, for the headline: Hot Gulf Summer.
Let's see. We have to do a little math here.
Typhoon tip. Diameter of 1,380 miles.
Okay. So it's total. It's a total. Let's see. It's diameter. Okay. So that's like many Ohio's.
The Ohio State's width is 220 miles. So we're looking at a 6 or 7 Ohio-er.
It's a 6. Goddamn. That's so much Bob Evans.
That's the whole Mac. 6 Ohio's.
You get hit with that 6 or 7 Ohio one, and there's just a dangerous amount of sausage flying through the air. Breakfast sausage.
Huh. So, yeah. All right. There we go.
I feel better.
Excellent. Do you want to actually look? Do you actually want to look? I know.
I was just about to suggest it.
Do you want to do it?
Grid preview time.
Let's do it.
Let's go!
So excited.
There's a football schedule. We're going to look at it.
I know.
A segment that we have done for many years now. Because I mean, we're the only college football podcast, so no one else has ever thought to do it. But but we're going to look at. So Thursday night, we've already discussed Florida, Utah.
I love that.
There's a bunch of other small stuff going on.
Nebraska and Minnesota, baby. Oh, come on. Come on. Do you want to see the power of Matt Rule's culture meet the power of PJ Flex culture? This is a bacterial battle.
So
now
milky.
I'm upset.
All that Big Ten Midwesternness of a 6 Ohio hurricane, that's nothing compared to whatever fucked up trophy these two teams play for that's made of fake butter. The butter statues are fake, as we learned. I want to recommend NC State UConn. NC State's going to UConn. Why are you going to UConn, first of all? Did you lose something?
It's like
there?
Running for president. You got to start there. They want a playoff bid.
But like UConn, as we know, assertively mediocre last year, and nobody is more assertively mediocre than NC State. So like, man, whoever wins this, goddamn. I'm ready to call it. That's the most 6-6 team in the country. I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, I would say that this is if you're not going to watch Florida Utah, and you're like some of us are going to do, then that's probably the pick. Nebraska Minnesota. I can't fathom what's going to happen in that game. I really can't. Like none. It just seems like I have no read on either one of those teams yet. So, and other than Nebraska will be bad. They will be bad because year one under Matt Rule is typically the teardown year. So, whole team with the drywall ripped out. That's what they're going to look like.
So, Spencer, this is probably your first time watching your team be unveiled in the game that everyone is watching together as the actual debut of the season.
Mm-hmm. I hope I won't have
cell phone
reception.
And you're going to be there, no less.
Yeah, I hope I don't have cell phone reception. That's really what I hope, that there will be... that I won't be able to see all of the horrible things that people are posting about how we're doing, because I suspect it's going to be a very rough ride. Utah's very big, very mean, very strong. They're going to be at home. And we have Graham Mertz in his first start. Mistakes will be made.
One undercard game, Southern Utah, Arizona State. Southern Utah is decent, and Arizona State is, speaking of teardowns, good Lord, probably number two in the country in terms of roster flip and overhaul. So anything could happen in the Thursday late nighter.
Yeah, except going to a bowl game. That can't happen for Arizona State.
Brief podcast business.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to hear about the dread of the Arizona State football fan, you could download this week's episode of We're Not All Like This, featuring Ryan Nanny.
There we go.
Excellent plug. Podcast business concluded. let's see. Friday, no.
Nah.
No. No,
I'll glance at Louisville, Georgia Tech. An interesting thing happening here is Miami of Ohio is facing Miami of Florida, and I think if Miami of Florida doesn't cover, then they're hereby known as Miami of Florida.
Yeah, this was by the way, Brett Gabbert of Miami went ahead and said that we will show them that the real Miami is in Oxford, Ohio. Son, I love it. I love it. Why wouldn't you say that? If you're wrong, everybody's going to forget it in 2 weeks. If you're right, you're going to look like a genius. Go ahead. Talk your shit.
And everyone will agree.
Yeah.
I will also do a podcast business. The watch grid, as thank you all for mentioning last week, in my absence, is on my Substack this year, jasonkirk.fyi for free. I'm looking at it right now as we go through these games.
We're talking about it right now.
Heck, we're talking about it right now. To use a John Boyce quote from like 18,000 years ago that I still think about once a month. Saturday. It's big nude Saturday. Yeah, the big dumb game thwomping you in the face that last week, week zero, they were trying to call the biggest opener in college football history. The stupid game. It's going to be terrible, awful. Colorado TCU. Yeah, that's the game to watch. It's interesting. Deion Sanders is fascinating. He's doing ridiculous things that you should glance at because who the heck knows?
It also,
don't try to be too cool about it. The game everyone talks about is the game to watch.
You and I have something in common with Deion Sanders. Neither of us know who's playing for Colorado. None. Do you want to know a coach who's going to do more? Hey, 86. Hey, 42. That's going to be Deion Sanders because he won't know shit. And neither will you because there's like 50 new people on that team.
More than 50.
It's more than 50. No, it's over 50.
It's over 80.
Total? Oh, my God.
They have 10 players from last year's team.
Do they just have the keys?
Yeah.
Yeah, like those two guys they couldn't find or something. I don't know.
Just like, how are they even going to get everybody like to the bus on time? People aren't going to know where to go.
Yeah, we couldn't give it. We couldn't get them to give up the parking passes, so we just kept them on the roster.
Let's see. We also have Brian Ferentz against 25 points. That battle begins. Utah yes! State is the code name for 25 points. Pilsy's numbers have Iowa unloading 37 on them. So Brian Ferentz evidently had a pretty hot date night the other night. Good for our boy. East Carolina, number 2, Michigan. I don't know who's coaching Michigan. It doesn't matter. It does not. Mm-hmm. Don't talk yourself into it. Stop. Don't matter. It doesn't matter.
Hey, upset alert. UMass at Auburn. That's red hot UMass.
That's right. The hottest UMass team in FBS
ever.
History.
Ever. Yeah. Going against an unproven Auburn team. Listen, hold on to your tricorn hats. It's about to get sexy in Opelika. I like when there's a turnover. Have you seen their turnover chain gag? Have you seen their turnover gag? The tricorn hat and the coat.
Gag?
Oh. Yeah. You know, when they have a tricorn hat they put on and the guy kind of like pimp walked it out. It's beautiful. So that'll be 2-0 UMass after this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Everyone agrees?
Yeah, see?
Jacksonville State additionally continues its undefeated run. Extreme undercarder that I am observing a little bit would be equally undefeated Mercer against number 22 Ole Miss. Ever chaotic Ole Miss and competent Mercer. I'm not going to call for an upset. I'm just going to say take a peek at it.
Let it simmer, if you will. I am observing maybe the first quarter and a half of Ohio State at Indiana just because
you got to see who's kicking.
I have to see who's kicking for Indiana, the ultimate drama.
They won't even put a name on the jersey when they run them out.
it's just Delta. It's just Greek letters that you only see in calculus right across the back.
He's wearing a robe, like a Nazgul, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The mystery kicker of Bloomington. I have to see that. And then of slightly lesser.
I'm sorry. That was awful. I'll do better. I won't, but.
No, you won't. It's great. I love it.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, I also want to see. Yeah, I want to see Kyle McCord and see, you know, just kick the tires on that thing. Because I'm sure he'll be real productive and good. You just kind of want to see it. He'll be throwing to his high school teammate, Marvin Harrison, a fact you'll hear no less than 30 times during that broadcast.
No relation.
Marvin Harrison, a guy who has really established that name. Yeah, they established that name as a dominant receiver's name. First guy to do that ever.
First time I've ever heard of anyone by that. I mean, we all know how that game's going to go. Indiana's going to be up 7-0. Right?
Yep.
We'll be really
for a suspiciously long time. Yeah, and then it's 63-7, next thing you know.
Yeah.
At that point, no matter, honestly, maybe no matter what else is going on, I'm taking a look at Air Raid Wisconsin. I know what they've said. I know we're still going to run the ball. We promise. We swear. We're not, we're still Lutherans. I get it. I want to see Air Raid Wisconsin.
Now, there's a bit of podcast business here. We gave Wisconsin our, we're creating kind of a team-based version of the People's Heisman Award over at Channel 6 this season, and we gave Wisconsin our preseason nod for this award because of all the combinant factors of state of Wisconsin, culture of Wisconsin, and what the hell is Luke Fickell going to do with this bunch of big rowdies.
Can I?
Very excited.
Yes. Available at Channel 6. I suggest you sign up because I think it's great.
Where can they do that?
They can do that at channel-6.ghost.io. Channel-6.ghost.io. I wanted to ask Holly this. Beating Virginia by 63 points is going to be fun no matter what, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all gonna kick their teeth in. Like, if this is...
Yeah. It's week one. There's going to be some squirrels in the engine. It's fine.
Everybody knows that when you put it on the dyno, you got to go ahead and get the squirrels out of the engine because they're in there. It's been in the barn all winter.
The spread on this game, like I... I was honestly...
I'm not a gambler.
Like, hey, Jason, damn. What's the spread on that game?
Brother, it's 4 touchdowns. And I was still looking at it like...
This does not feel, you know, yay, but this does not feel like a week one spread to me.
Can I ask you a spread just to compare? Ohio State at Indiana, which could be equally laughable in my mind. What's the spread there?
It's right around there, I know. I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but yeah, it's
30.
Yeah, 30. It's pretty bad when you're in you're the Indiana. Let's just put it that way.
Mm.
Yeah.
You never want to look up and find yourself Hoosier adjacent.
Might be a slightly deceptive result because I don't think there's anybody who can cover all those Joe Milton boom bombs, and I don't care because it's going to be a blast to watch.
Spencer, are you still the head coach at North Texas?
You know, it's part of my busy schedule that I make sure that the young men of the North Texas football program are prepared to play every week and put on their best for the good people of Denton.
Okay. You got the Cal Golden Bears coming to town. No one knows which conference they might be in.
Yeah, we're going to beat the shit out of them. I don't care where they're coming from.
Okay. Whether they're coming from the west or the east.
From the west or the east, if they're from the nerd conference on the east coast or from the weird conference on the west, you know, we're still going to stone cold stun them.
That's good. This middle slate of this schedule is just, gosh, we're hoping some weird shit happens because... Whew. It's a fine time to take a walk outside.
It is. Although I'm going to go ahead and put up the weird score. I'm going to go ahead and take a draft on weird score of the week. Weird scoring, Wofford at Pitt.
Yeah,
Wofford at Pitt.
I love it.
Yeah, that's going to be one of those games where at halftime you'll be like, it's 10-10 Wofford Pitt, right? It won't be at the end of the game, but like if any team can fuck around and just put a game into like, if any team can fuck around and not put the whole thing into gear, it's Pitt. It's part of the design, not an error. Pat Narduzzi just tried to get that thing into gear on a hill. He's like, yeah, Pittsburgh's so hilly. Yeah. Don't panic, but it will look weird for a long time because that's Pitt football in week one.
For the second week in a row, if you are not one of the people who happen to have the Pac-12 network, I have never been, then you will not be getting a look at the reigning Heisman Trophy winner. USC Nevada is, again, on the secret network. I have never seen live in person. I have, I'm pretty sure that streak's going to hold up all the way to the end. Not that I've tried. I've just never seen it. Bootleg feeds of, like, look at this Arizona bullshit.
We would try to watch this either.
Mm-hmm. Not that we have ever watched it as well. But I would say that if we did, we'd find that it's a good crew. It's a really excellent production.
I'm sure it's awesome.
Yeah. And no one can watch it.
I'm sure it's great. What I will watch is UTSA Houston.
Ooh, that's rowdy.
Yeah. The hunter has become the hunted, huh? Houston's now the team someone else can take down. I mean, honestly, any game involving a Big 12 team this year, because they're all, you know, they're all at least decent. All Big 12 games are recommended, I think.
Can I get a high comedy test, temperature test for the potential of North Carolina versus South Carolina?
Surfer already gave this away last week, but let's hear it again.
I think South Carolina is going to stomp a fucking hole in UNC.
That is based on billboards, correct?
Yep, totally based on billboards and the song Sandstorm.
Yeah, if you're gonna, do you want your week one Heisman winner, Spencer Rattler, in this game? Could be a very strong week one Heisman winner, because this just feels like the kind of game where in a let's just say like a free jazz defense like UNC runs, you know, like we tried that at UNT, but UNC is the masters of the free jazz defense, right? Like, you don't need a safety, man. They'll pick it up.
I say this as a courtesy, because I know most of us probably watched the Orange Bowl. It's the Orange Bowl, Tennessee, Clemson. We saw Clemson just complete inability to score at all.
Saw.
Right? Yeah.
I definitely saw.
Holly and I watched it and didn't talk during the game. And
then what happened? I tried to talk.
We tried to.
I tried to.
I don't really
you
remember.
You were very upset.
I was upset. But that
remember
being.
Remember what you said to me after?
No, I don't. What did I say?
That's good.
the reason I bring this up is because no one watched the ACC championship game, because why would you? And the perfect cure for that terrible inability to score offense was UNC. Like, they have nothing to threaten anyone with. They have nothing at all.
Sounds great. Tune in prime time on ABC to watch it. Helpless Mac Brown,
right.
Flail about.
He's not going to be helpless. Drake May is going to throw for 4,000 yards this year, and they'll probably score 48 points a game. Just the issue is not letting the other team score 51.
Yeah. So that's a preseason week one Heisman going to Spencer Rattler for the 8 TDs he's going to throw in this game against North Carolina.
Undercard game. How about Texas Tech, Wyoming? Wyoming,
yeah.
Always, competent, relatively competent. And Texas Tech is a team that a lot of people are a little bit curious about this year. So if they go from, I think the winner of this gets the rights to Mars, just based on their personal.
So just Lubbock.
Whereabouts. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. This game is Mars versus Mars.
How will they know?
And then late night, Northern Arizona, Arizona. Yep, sure. Sam Houston, BYU. I'll take that as well. And then we have a Coastal Carolina, UCLA game. Coastal Carolina really will play anybody. Just absolutely anybody. Anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, if you want to watch a game where both people will be doing a whole lot in terms of play design and pre-snap, and then forfeiting a lot of that effort by what actually happens after the snap, I'm just going to go ahead and guess it's Coastal at UCLA. That feels a lot like, ooh, fancy stuff. Ooh, ha, interception.
For those who have asked, I know it was mentioned at least the last week or two about Fullcast After Dark. We're gonna try something. That's about as far as we can commit.
Yeah, like we said last week, follow the four of us on Twitter and on Blue Sky, and we will have an announcement when it's ready to go. But we're gonna do a thing.
Definitely doing a thing.
And no matter what happens, we will have a recorded format of the podcast available on Sunday. So if you're not able to catch it live, we will have a recording for you.
Yes.
This Sunday, in fact, there are 4 college football games. I find all of them of interest to one degree or another. Northwestern Rutgers, because what the fuck is Northwestern going to be this year versus what the fuck is Rutgers ever? Jackson State FAMU, high quality FCS game. And then our Oregon State Beavers. Holding down the mid-afternoon spot usually given by Fox to NFL's America's Patriot game of the America on CBS, but Oregon State, San Jose State, our Beavers. Spotlight all to themselves, kind of.
Actual good nightcap. The Florida State versus LSU in Orlando.
Yeah, the only actual week one. For a few years there, we got sort of spoiled with the top 10 week one games, whatever. This is the only actual headliner other than whatever Dion's trotting out of the week.
This is zero entry pool where we can just kind of meander on in and get our feet wet a millimeter at a time.
This game of also last year was a total debacle, so hopefully it is no more competent.
Well, if that isn't, you know, like messy enough for you, on Monday there's Clemson at Duke.
Nope. No thanks. I think I'll turn in. The Labor Day game is always really funny because, like, a lot of people watch it. It sounds important. It's Monday Night Football. It's the Labor Day game. Surely it's a big deal. Like, it's like a trap for casuals. And then this is what we give them.
And then you get ACC football. Live from Wallace Wade Stadium. Wow, Clemson Stadium is really small. That's not their stadium.
It's Riley Leonard for Duke.